You've heard of flash mobs, the synchronized acts of art, dance, or satire that have been around for about 10 years. This weekend, the latest twist on the social phenomenon will be on display at the Fayetteville Square. It's called the Hot Flash Mob. The concept was born through a conversation between writer and educator Jeanette DePatty, who lives in California, and Dr. Eve Agee, a writer and educator who lives in Fayetteville. The idea, to bring awareness to menopause and health. The first hot flash mob was held just last month, and already there have been hot flash mobs in Manhattan, San Francisco, and London. Eve Agee says the hot flash mobs are designed to counter the stigma associated with menopause.
Jeanette and I met at a conference in Philadelphia in February, and I was planning to do a free video series for women on menopause coming out in September, and we started talking about ways we could collaborate, and we dreamed this up just because there's so much negativity and fear-mongering in our society about perimenopause and menopause. And so we thought, what is a way to spread awareness and allow this to become a way women can embrace this and have fun? And so we dreamed up the Hot Flash Mob movement.
I want to ask you more about the movement in a moment. You mentioned that menopause is usually discussed as something to fear or dread. On television, on situation comedies, it's usually just this sort of punchline. It's treated not as the next step in life, but as some sort of joke.
Exactly. I think that's very, very common because there's a stigma around it. And so on TV and in other situations, it's become a joke. But, you know, I'm a medical anthropologist, and it was actually attitudes about menopause that got me interested in medical anthropology. When I was 19 and moved to West Africa, I found that menopause was celebrated and that women were really considered moving into this time of wisdom and increased creativity. And I was so enthralled by that. And I also found that where I was doing research, that women weren't having a lot of symptoms like a lot of women have in the West. So there weren't typically the hot flashes and other various problems. So I came back and did research on it starting in my 20s. And so it is, I think, often on TV kind of pushed off as a joke. But often in women's lives, a lot of women are really concerned. And there's a lot of negativity in our society. So this is a way with the Hot Flash Mob movement that women can come together, celebrate, have fun. And of course, women, men, and children of all ages are welcome to come to the flash mobs.
Did you have any idea, though, when you're at this conference and you start kicking this idea around, of course, you have this nice little play on words, hot flash mob, that suddenly the UK, San Francisco, New York, I mean, it's global, it's international.
Yeah, we've been really excited about how it's caught on. We have women emailing us from all over the world who are really interested in this, and it's just been delightful. I think it's so many people have said, you know, it's great to find a way to really bring in this awareness and also have fun.
The fun part is it's a dance.
Exactly.
With steps.
Yes, yes. And very, very easy steps. We actually went over the choreography. Jeanette came here in July, and my co-founder, and we talked about how we want to really create the movement, how we want to create the dance. And we just kept on making it simpler and simpler so everybody can do it, no matter what your ability level is. And it's really fun. The Hot Flash Mob we did in New York, women were emailing me all week afterwards saying it was the most uplifting things they had done in ages.
How will it work Saturday? Everyone's invited, as you mentioned.
Exactly. We're going to have children there. We're going to have women there. We would love to have some men join in as well. And if you can arrive at the farmer's market by 9 or by 9:15 at the latest, we will do a quick rehearsal for everyone. You can also beforehand, if you want to, go to our website, which is www.thehotflashmob.com. And on it, you can click on the Learn the Moves tab, and you'll see a video with Jeanette DePatty, my co-founder. She's got one that just shows the dance all the way through and another that is an instructional video where you can learn the moves very easily. And so you can do that, or you can just show up, and at 9:15 we'll do a quick rehearsal, and then we'll do the flash mob, and we'll be on the southeast corner of the square.
Southeast corner for the directionally challenged, that is?
That will be right in front of the town center.
Okay.
However, instead of being in that plaza area, we're actually going to be on the street right on that corner of the square of the Fayetteville Farmers Market.
Often where there are the Humane Society will have some dogs.
Yes, and several of those wonderful people are hoping to join in. So there may be some dogs actually in this flash mob for the first time.
You mentioned that you want to raise awareness. What kind of awareness do you want to raise about menopause?
Well, we've got, you know, a few different levels of our message. One thing is that menopause is not an ending, that it's actually a new beginning, and it's a time for women to tap in to the changes and embrace the changes that they're going through. And so this is a time really for women to connect with their wisdom, to look at what do I want to do with the rest of my life? How do I want to make it the best it can be? Also, it is a time really of deep creativity. And, you know, we've seen that throughout our society. A lot of women get into art and other things during this time of life. You know, it's a time when a lot of women are freed up, that maybe they had spent a lot of years with taking care of children and whatnot. So it's really a time for women to focus on themselves and find out what they want. And then the other thing is, there are a lot of people in our society that think menopause happens much later in life. However, menopause, once someone actually goes through it, the average age is 51. Mm-hmm. But perimenopause is a period for a lot of women, from 5 to 13 years that occurs before menopause. That happens for a lot of women in their early to mid-40s, that they enter into this. And because there's this idea that menopause is something that happens to much older people, a lot of women in their 40s have no idea what's going on with them. So that's the kind of awareness we want to raise, to say, hey, this is something that actually for a lot of people, you may embark on it in your 40s. And to know what's going on, because I have spoken to hundreds, if not thousands, of women who've told me, I think I'm going crazy, mm-hmm. because they don't know what's happening. Because in the West, women tend to have a lot of symptoms during perimenopause. And so we just want to let women know, hey, this is something that happens. It's a great time to educate yourself. And also, there are natural risk-free things you can do to help yourself feel better. One of which is stress reduction, which we focus on in the Hot Flash Mob. It's a lot of fun. You'll laugh. You'll create a better mindset. And another is exercise, which actually helps balance hormones. And we're doing that with the Flash Mob, with the dancing.
And again, the website is?
www.thehotflashmob.com.
All right. Saturday, try to be there around 9. The whole thing's going to happen at 9:30.
Exactly.
Rehearsal at 9:15.
9:15.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Eve.
Thank you so much.
Eve Agee lives in Fayetteville. She's a writer and educator. She's the author of the book, The Uterine Health Companion, A Holistic Guide to Lifelong Wellness. And she's also the co-founder of the Hot Flash Mob with Jeanette DePatty. For more information, hotflashmob.com.